Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, September 28, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and what a joy it is once again this rather cloudy morning to prepare and share a message that we hope will encourage you. Today's message is titled, The Final Outcome, and let me say at the outset, it's a little bit longer than most of our podcasts. The scripture text are the final words and experience Stephen, recorded in Acts 7, verses 55 and 56.
But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see heaven open, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.
Yesterday I went to a neighboring city to attend a CBMC meeting, that is, a group of Christian businessmen. I rode over with my friend Mike Stillman, who was also the speaker. Mike played college football in the 80s at Penn State and was a member of the 1982 National Championship team, starring as the long snapper. As we drove along, we were talking football, and I shared how my family had driven through South Bend, Indiana on the way to Wisconsin last year. We drove through the campus at Notre Dame and admired the beautiful setting. A great deal of emphasis is placed on their football team, and the stadium has a prominent place right in the center of the campus. Mike played two games there, and he asked me if I saw the touchdown Jesus. First, I thought he cited a license plate with this message as we were traveling. But he went on to explain that at Notre Dame, they have a building you can see from the football field that has a large mural of a Jesus figure raising his arms in what appears to be the touchdown gesture. Well, as a matter of fact, I did not see the building when I was there. However, his comment did get me thinking.
Alan Theta Book were a missionary couple who first went to Africa in the early 50s. After serving in Africa for many years, they had various duties for Christ in the States. And while in their 60s, they learned Spanish and went to Central America as missionaries. We met them in our church when we moved here in 2001. They really weren't slowing down at all in 2003 when they returned to Africa for 6 months of missionary service, even though they were in their late 70s. Well, only days after arriving in Africa, they were killed in an automobile accident. We were stunned and again considered how things work out in the mysterious plan of God.
Many of you reading this message today, or in the case of the podcast, of course, listening to it, have had similar experiences in life. Now, some are more pronounced than others, but these are the blows in life that just knock us to the ground. We wonder in hurt and exasperation, where is God and what is he doing in all this?
But allow this truth to penetrate deeply into your spiritual being as we share this message with you today. The final outcome for the true child of God is always good.
Certainly there will be rough spots in the journey of faith. And many of you know as you read this what I mean. Some are presently experiencing these rough spots. There are times in the midst of a serious trial that we may wonder, is this really going to work out? Now, sometimes working out is not as we expect, but yes, ultimately, it always works out. Our responsibility is to stay faithful to God.
Stephen was one of the first followers of Christ. The scripture records nothing concerning his background or conversion. He's first mentioned when he was chosen by the early church to serve as a deacon. The historian Luke records that he was a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. He soon had a preaching opportunity and bears a powerful witness for the Lord, likely his first and certainly his last sermon.
But rather than getting appreciative pats on the back or seeing the altars full of repentant sinners, he faced a very unreceptive crowd who were, quote, furious and gnashing their teeth at him. He was forcefully dragged out of the city and stoned.
Consider the human dimension in Stephen's experience. Surely he had to overcome the question, Is this what serving God is all about? As the first recorded Christian martyr, he and other believers watching might have wondered, is God really going to allow this to go on? Surely Stephen loved his family and friends and had a promising ministry. At his burial, godly men mourned deeply for him, Acts 8:2 tells us. Surely he had to overcome tremendous fear as the situation turned from bad to ugly to deadly. And imagine the horrific physical pain and agony he endured as large stones were hurled at him.
Note Stephen's faith-building vision of the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Here's where I want to apply the football analogy, and I realize this is sort of a man's illustration for the most part. I received joy when I pictured Jesus raising his hands in a touchdown gesture as Stephen slumps to the ground. In spite of the apparent visible defeat that onlookers cannot deny, the eternal outcome was truly a victorious win.
Stephen was not delivered in the way he might have expected or would certainly have desired. Yet this was part of God's ultimate plan. Jesus was not off duty and oblivious to Stephen's plight. You know, I'm so glad that Scripture tells us that Stephen saw the windows of heaven open and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. What tremendous confidence and anticipation this must have given him in his final moments of life on this side.
So, back to our lives and our struggles this day. The outcome of whatever we're going through may or may not be as we desire or expect. But let us, like Stephen, look up to heaven and get a glimpse of our Lord, who is never off duty. And remember, the final outcome for the true child of God is always good.
Let's pray. Father, I'm so glad that for those in the cloud of witnesses that cheer us on in our spiritual marathon, just as Stephen had a glimpse of Jesus standing, he was filled with confidence to remain true to his convictions and calling, even in the midst of such deadly pain. Help us to turn our hearts toward heaven so that we desire your approval and a blessing above worldly applause and man's favor. Amen.
Amen. And once again, we acknowledge today's message is a bit longer than usual, but it's certainly upon our hearts. Our website is dailyencouragement.net, and there are a number of additional resources up on the site today, some photos, some musical links, a suggested book, as well as a link to our humor blog that we call, what do we call it? Why can I never think about it, Brooksine? A Little Foolishness. It's actually taken from a phrase from the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 11. And today I wrote about a church, a fictional church. It's satire, and we hope people can understand that. In Missouri, that's having conflict concerning transitioning from the overhead projector to the PowerPoint system. Maybe you'll get a chuckle out of it. There's probably more than a little bit of truth to what I write, but it is a fictional story. The link to that blog is on the site today, dailyencouragement.net. Our message today, of course, September 28th, 2007. Well, thanks for joining us today. It's a real joy to serve the living God and to, by faith, walk in His ways.